representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. My name is Danielle. Could I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, Danielle. This is Abigail from Family First Care. Abigail N. I'm on the phone with Tiffany Woods. We're calling about a patient. You wanted to hear an update on the status for Jessica Matthews.
Right. And I do need to advise that I cannot discuss an applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. So is it just you, me, and Tiffany Woods on the call today?
It is.
Yes.
All right. And then are either of you listed as authorized representatives on the case?
Yes, I am. Tiffany Woods.
All right, then. Thank you. And Ms. Woods, if I could please have you verify the applicant's first and last name.
Jessica Matthews.
Thank you. And do I have your permission to discuss the applicant's personal health information with Ms. Abigail on the call with us today?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you verify Ms. Jessica's date of birth?
6/22/65.
And her address, please?
40 E Armat Street, apartment 304, Philadelphia, PA 19144.
Thank you. And then if I could please have you verify your phone number.
Mine is 856-239-9536.
Thank you. There we go. You are listed as an authorized representative, so we are good to go there. Is Ms. Abigail someone we wanted to add as an authorized representative to the case for future calls to be able to receive information and or make changes on Ms. Jessica's behalf, or just permission for today's call?
Really just for today's call because I might get someone else.
Okay, not a problem. And the phone number that we have on file to contact is the 856-239-9536?
Correct.
And they're signed up for text, so good to go there. As for this application, let's see what we've got going on. Okay, so she was found clinically eligible for waiver services, and the case information was sent to the county assistance office. I'm going to double check, make sure they did, in fact, receive that. And see if
the
I can
waiver
find any
was approved?
The clinical eligibility was approved, but waiver has not been started yet because they still need to do the financial determination.
Okay.
So they received the clinical eligibility information from us on December 5th. Let's see. They should have sent a letter in the mail. I'm going to check real quick and see if they did.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like they did send a letter out on December 12th with the holidays and everything. It could be delayed with all the holiday cards and packages and whatnot. But on the letter, they stated that the applicant has reported that they don't have any income resources or the income resources are less than their expenses. So they need to provide verification of how they are currently managing their living expenses. And that can be just a handwritten letter. explaining if they're receiving assistance from family members or friends, or however they're handling their living expenses, like shelter, food, utilities, things like that.
Okay, so what if she's just receiving food stamps? So y'all need something from welfare, food stamps, because you don't get cash from them.
Nope, they wouldn't need that because Department of Human Services, welfare, they're the ones doing this review. They should be aware that she's on SNAP. But okay. They would just need a handwritten letter explaining how her living expenses are covered, like if she's paying any type of rent or if she's just staying with family.
Okay.
They are asking
from me.
Sorry,
or
go ahead.
I said the letter got to come from me or her.
It would have to be from her. If she needs someone to write it for her, that's okay. She would just have to sign and date it.
Okay, and then where do I send that back to or fax?
That's going to go to the county assistance office. So it can be mailed, well, I don't have their email, but it can be faxed, hand-delivered.
I can give you the email.
Okay, and then whatever's going to work best for you. They're also asking that if she has any bank accounts, they need the 5-year look back on those. Or if the account has been closed in the last 5 years, they would need a letter from the bank stating that an account was closed.
She never had one. Never had no
Perfect.
Bank account.
So that just wouldn't apply. No, are there any IRAs, 401ks, life insurance?
No.
Okay. Burial reserves, stocks, bonds, trust funds, or vehicles?
Nope.
Any owned property?
No.
Okay. And are they married?
She's not married.
Okay. So that covers just about everything that they were asking for on the letter that they sent out. So it looks like we just need to do the hardship letter on there. I would just write, because they specifically asked for it, the bank account information. I would just include in the letter that she has never had a bank account.
Okay. Okay.
And then anything that you submit to the county assistance office, please include either her social security number or her record ID so they can locate her case.
Okay.
And I can give you the record ID.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Let me see. Did she ever give me a record ID number? Is that the same as a case number?
It would start with 5-1. So there's a case number with us, and then there's one at the county assistance office. The county starts with 5-1, and that's the one that they would need.
Oh, okay. I don't have it. I'm ready for
okay.
it.
Okay. That's 5-1.
Uh-huh.
4-4-4-8.
4-4-8. Uh-huh.
8-3-9-9.
8-3-9-9. Okay, so it's 5-1-4-4-8-8-3-9-9.
That's it.
Okay.
So make sure that's on anything that you give them. That way they know exactly who it belongs to. If they don't have enough identifying information on the documents, they have to dispose of them. So that number will help prevent that from happening.
Okay. Fax number?
Fax number for the county assistance office is going to be...
So you really could just send it by email, their email, which I can give you.
Okay. All right.
Here, I'll give it to you now. You're in Philadelphia County, correct?
Yes, I'm in Philly.
Okay. It's all capital letters, okay?
Okay.
R-A-P-W-L-T-C-1-T-B-C, and then Phila, P-H-I-L-A-C-A-O.
I-L-A-B, you say?
C-A-O at P. PA.gov. I could text that to you.
Yes, please. Good. Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
All right. So then once they have that document, they have about 30 to 45 days to review the information. If you do happen to take anything in person, please always ask for a receipt and give them copies. Keep your originals. That way, if they do get misplaced, you're not back at square one. And then was there anything else that I could help with or any other questions for me today?
That's it. And who am I speaking with?
My name's Danielle with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Of course, if there's nothing else I can do at this time or no other questions, would we like to take a survey on our call today?
That's okay, thank you.
Not a problem. I hope you both have a...
Just let me know if you got the email. Sorry.
You're okay. I hope you both have a great day and a wonderful new year, and thank you for calling us at the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers.
Thank you. Enjoy the holiday.
You as well. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, have you received my text?
Hold on, let me see.
It's from a new number. I don't know if you ever... Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you're going to have to send the hardship letter to. So you understood what you have to write up for her?
Yeah, I understand. Like, you know,
It could be a short thing, just stating we had no way of sending in financial statements due to the fact that there's no bank account. All we are receiving is food stamps once a month, and you could state how much you're receiving for food stamps. And she said you should include her Medicaid ID, right? And
yeah, the ID that they gave me.
Just one more thing. If you can make it into a PDF, that would be best. Do you have a way of doing that?
I can get help with doing that. I'm not too good with that.
Okay, you shouldn't have to. You should be able to send it in by the email. You can you can CC me the email as well if you're emailing it in so that I could send it in as well. I'm going to send you my email as well to send it to. So that's my email. I just sent it to you. And just make sure to have the patient's name, the Medicaid ID, and the date of birth, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. If you have any other questions, you can call me back on this number.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.